Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you compelling, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers at Sounds True have chosen a selection from a program they've worked on that caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, Practicing Practicing, Tools for the Journey, is from Polishing the Mirror, How to Live from Your Spiritual Heart by Ram Dass with Rameshwar Dass. Here's what Randy Rourke, a producer at Sounds True, has to say about this week's producer's pick.
One of the benefits of working for Sounds True is that when I'm feeling a little low or lacking in direction, it seems that I'll get a new project that features an old, familiar voice. One of those voices for me is definitely Ram Dass's, whose Be Here Now more or less started me on my own journey back in 1971. Our paths have diverged since then, but he regularly makes appearances in my life, including this summer, when I had the opportunity to work on the audio version of his latest book, Polishing the Mirror, a summation of what he's learned from over 50 years on the spiritual path. Read by Rameshwar Dass, his friend and collaborator since the 1960s, the book ends with an examination of what resources are available today for those on the spiritual path. I've chosen a selection from that chapter, which I thought might have some new suggestions, as well as some old friends, in the hope that you, like me, sometimes only need to be reminded that what we've been looking for has been here all along.
You can download the entire program, Polishing the Mirror, at SoundsTrue.com. And now, Practicing Practicing, Tools for the Journey, by Ram Dass, read by Rameshwar Dass.
Are there benefits in creating a daily spiritual practice? On the level where we are pure souls, where we are simply loving awareness, it doesn't matter. There is just being here now. Living fully in the moment, there is no practice, only being. If you have become stable in this presence, ignore this chapter. You are already here. On the other hand, if your mind still wanders, you may find some benefit in using these practices to bring you back to yourself, to be more present, to open your heart, to learn to live from your spiritual heart. Practices are designed to put you back in touch with your true nature, the self, to polish the mirror of your mind and heart so they truly reflect the spirit. Most of us are enmeshed in the world and we get lost very easily in the stuff of life. A daily practice is very useful to keep reminding you, to keep pulling you back and waking you up again, giving you a chance to see how you got lost the day before, and to keep putting what's happening to you in the world back into a spiritual perspective. For instance, I read a little passage in the morning when I wake up. I have books next to my bed, and I'll just pick one up and start the day reading a shloka, a passage from a holy book, or a little quote from a saint, and it will just start me remembering, reminding me what the game is about. You can tune to the spirit through a variety of practices. Look to each method to keep opening you in its own unique way. At the beginning, when you're trying different methods, be generous with yourself. There will be a method that will fit your unique karma. If you come to a practice with a pure heart and a yearning to be free, it will reflect back the purity of your aspiration. Spiritual practice isn't a way to achieve something or to get somewhere else. You're already here. You do spiritual practices because you do spiritual practices, not to get to some other state, but to get in touch with who you already are, to clear the dust from the mirror, to come more fully into the present moment. Whether you will be free and enlightened now or in 10,000 births is not the point. What else is there to do? You can't stop doing them anyway. Once you awaken to the possibility of the universe within, it's like a gravitational force. Don't get trapped in your expectations. Spiritual practices can themselves become obstacles if you become too attached to them. Use these methods as consciously as you can, knowing that if they're truly working, eventually they will self-destruct. Making a sacred space. Create a quiet corner in your home for practice, an Om home, a launching pad to the infinite, a meditation seat, a shrine to your inmost self. In India, worship is called puja, and a puja table or puja room is a sacred space for meditation, worship, prayer, reading holy books, reflection, centering, doing mantra, or chanting. It is a place for remembering yourself, getting in touch with your guru, or just a source of spiritual comfort. It can be a place for doing devotional rituals or for making offerings of love, a flower, incense, food, or just gratitude. Making this space simple and pure, perhaps with a mat, a candle, some incense, a picture of a realized being you feel connected to, Buddha or Christ, Ram or Krishna or your guru. Create a seat where you can sit comfortably with your back straight. Zen Buddhists use a zafu and zabutan, a meditation cushion and pad. Use whatever helps you sit comfortably, a bench or a chair if you need it. This is your sacred space. Make your puja table a beautiful offering that reflects what is spiritually meaningful for you. It can be in a corner of a room, in a closet, or if you have the space, in a separate room. You may wish to cover the table with a cloth. A fresh flower as an offering to your beloved adds to the sweetness. Holy statues, photos of loved ones you wish to bless, prayers written for family or friends who are suffering or sick, may help open your heart. If you are having problems with someone, try putting their picture on your puja table so that after meditating, you can bring them into the light. Keep holy books nearby, handy for daily use. If you already have an established puja table, know that you can never have too many sacred spaces. You can always deepen your spiritual practice. Let spirit permeate your life. Surround yourself with images of the divine, reminders of what is really important in life. Let them help quiet your mind, open your heart, and bring inner peace. You can create small altars or shrines at your desk or in your computer space, on a countertop, at the entryway of your home, on the door of the refrigerator. Create a sanctuary in the garden, at your doorstep, on the patio or deck, on the dashboard of your car. Spiritualize your life from the outside, but know the real work is within. Morning practice. As water wears away stone, so daily sadhana, or spiritual practice, will thin the veil of illusion. For starters, consider getting up a half hour earlier to allow time for your spiritual practices. Remove your shoes when you approach your puja table. Invest this space with a spirit of love, reverence, devotion, and gratitude. Light some incense. Connect with the images on your puja and settle into just being here now. Let go of everything other than being present in this sacred space. If, as I mentioned, you can start your day in a conscious manner by reading a passage from a holy book, you can bring it to mind as an occasional reminder throughout the day. You might want to play some peaceful music or chanting, or do some singing or chanting yourself. Keeping a journal helps you to have a reflection of your thoughts and will give you a place to process and record teachings, feelings, or insights that occur on this journey. At times, I've kept a diary of how often during the day that I have lost it and got caught in the drama of it all, and started to take the illusion of Maya as real. I'd just make a list and then look at the patterns of those lists over days. They showed me the nature of my desire systems. They showed me what it was that I made real. You might want to record your reflections on the words from Realized Being section at the end of this chapter and how they apply to your life. As you go through the day, notice how often you are truly present in the moment, when your heart is open, when it closes down. When you act in harmony with Dharma, a quality of equanimity comes into everything you do. Witness your life, your actions. Observe your motivations for doing things, your desires. See what leads to anger, fear, greed, lust, love. Pull back, do your meditative practices. Watch the world go by from inside your spiritual heart. Lose it, examine it, quiet down again, lose it again. Write in your journal. Watch what makes you lose it every time. Just watch it all, no judging. Really get to know yourself. Note what happens to your spiritual center in your relationships. Your needs and desires may be giving someone else power over you. Someone else's ability to take you out of your equanimity has to do with your attachment and the clinging of mind. That's your work on yourself. Meditation is basic spiritual practice for quieting the mind and getting in touch with our deeper self, the spirit. Meditation provides a deeper appreciation of the interrelatedness of all things and the part each person plays. The simple rules of this game are honesty with yourself about where you are in your life and learning and listening to hear how it is. Meditation is a way of listening more deeply, so you hear how it all is from a more profound place. Meditation enhances your insight, reveals your true nature, and brings you inner peace. A meditation practice is extremely useful in clearing stuff away and letting you see how your mind keeps creating your universe. The ego will keep you occupied with its endless storyline of thought forms. Just keep watching them until they dissolve.